I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. The Golden Gate Bridge protesters received their sentence. Stinson Beach will get a new fire station. Invasive species threaten water and wine. Marin County prepares for El Nino. And health screenings are happening in San Rafael's Canal District. Seven protesters who stopped traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in 2024 in protest of the U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza were sentenced Friday to 30 days in jail and 6 months probation. The protesters were convicted last month of false imprisonment, unlawful assembly, and obstruction of a thoroughfare. Prosecutors dismissed felony conspiracy charges after jurors failed to reach a verdict, avoiding a potential retrial. San Francisco Superior Judge Teresa Cafis denied requests for home detention. Each defendant will serve 13 days after receiving credit for time served and taking a sheriff's office work alternative. The protesters plan to appeal and will remain free on bail during the process, which could take up to a year. Stinson Beach will get a new fire and rescue station after the Marin County Board of Supervisors approved the final $500,000 needed for the $14.7 million project. Half the funds are from the Measure W transient occupancy tax on short-term rentals passed by West Marin voters in 2018. The area includes popular tourist destinations such as Muir Woods, Mount Tamalpais State Park, and the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. The current fire station is a converted garage built in 1949. It does not meet current seismic standards and is vulnerable to flooding. Firefighters are sleeping on pull-out cots and trailers during their 48-hour shifts. The new facility will accommodate modern equipment and technology and provide an incident command site for major emergencies. Two invasive species could further damage California's ecology, infrastructure, and economy. That's what officials from the state's Natural Resources, Water, and Agricultural agencies warned last week in a public briefing. The golden mussels, originally from Southeast Asia, were first detected in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta in 2024. They stick to the bottom of boats, which have distributed the species to water bodies throughout the state. The mussels compete with native species, and they clog and damage water infrastructure systems. More recently, and on land, the glassy-winged sharpshooter threatens the state's wine grape industry. The bug spreads a disease that kills the grapevines. A 2025 study estimated that an unchecked spread could cost growers $56 million annually in lost production and vine replacement. Last winter, king tides and storm surge caused widespread flooding in Marin County. This year could be worse. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration gives a 95% probability that El Nino conditions will strengthen through early spring 2027. Nick Brubaker with the county's Office of Emergency Management said El Nino could raise sea levels and increase the risk of atmospheric rivers, flooding, and landslides. Last week, his office and the public works staff presented the Marin County Board of Supervisors with a preparation plan. It includes updating prediction and warning radar systems, conducting multi-agency exercises, identifying high-risk areas before storms, and pre-staging flood-fighting equipment and supplies, such as mobile pumps and sandbag stations. The county has also launched a new sandbag website with 32 different sandbag locations. All residents are encouraged to sign up for Alert Marin emergency notifications. And this week, Canal Alliance and Misalud Health will offer free health screenings this week on Monday and Tuesday in San Rafael. Screenings include blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol checks, along with weight and body mass index measurements. The event follows an analysis finding high rates of cardiovascular and metabolic health risks among Latino community members. Misalud Health coaches, including physicians, dietitians, and psychologists, are licensed in Mexico and the U.S. They'll be on hand to explain test results and provide follow-up guidance in English and Spanish. No fasting is required, and there's no fees or copays. Appointments are available from 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. at Canal Alliance, located at 91 Larkspur Street in San Rafael. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.